You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is a momentous episode because we have the return of some real OG podcasters, Shaz and Mansha.
Kishori, great to be back.
Great to be back. Yeah, we're so happy you called us back. We never thought we'd ever see this day. We're happy to be back.
The dream team reunited.
Yeah.
This is good. And everyone recording from different corners of the world in quarantine. Hope you guys are safe and enjoying lots of Netflix and social distancing.
Yeah, we're excited to discuss this. And, it's been a good time to introspect. Maybe we can have a spiritual session towards the end. But, this is your podcast. I don't want to hijack it.
Oh, I don't know if you meant on the podcast or just separately after we finish recording. But either one works. I'm always ready to try out new formats and new things. So we should do that. But before that, let's discuss what we actually planned to, which is Lukka Chupi, a movie starring Karthik Aryan and Kriti Sanon. I was actually pleasantly surprised by the movie because I went in with fairly low slash non-existent expectations. But what did you guys think?
So I hadn't watched it when it released a few weeks ago, but I was surprised by the fact that they brought up or mentioned certain issues, or they kind of portrayed certain things. And we probably will get to that. I was not as entertained, as in I didn't think it was really as funny. I thought it stretched on a little bit. I like the concept. I like what they were going for, but I really don't think it landed. And so that's where I felt like the way they did it made it not as entertaining to watch. But I think I could see what they were trying to do.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it for the most part. I didn't think it was groundbreaking in terms of just a lot of the tools they used to tell the story, and I thought some parts of the movie felt a little lazy and kind of reminiscent of other movies you've seen in that genre. But I liked how, I actually found parts of it quite funny, and I liked how they tried to weave in certain kind of social dynamics, some more subtly than others. Obviously, there's the one about, the living relationship, which the whole movie is about. But there were also things like the mother-in-law kind of favoring Kriti Sanon after she comes out of the house and not having her do any work because she's prettier potentially than the other one, which is a nice subtle thing to throw in there.
Yeah, I mean, okay, full disclosure also, I watched this movie not when it came out, but a few weeks ago, so it's not as fresh in my mind. But I think what I liked about it is that it was a relatively kind of fun or lighthearted movie, but it still tried to bring out some more serious themes, which I thought was quite nice if I compare it to other so-called comedies which Bollywood comes up with normally, where it's just completely mindless slapstick stuff and there's no real point to anything. Over here, I felt like they had a good balance between, there are some crazy slapstick scenes with Pankaj Tripathi and his insanely colorful outfits, running around and chasing them and stuff, which was also quite fun. But at the same time, there were also these little undertones of different social issues and the way people are so judgmental about stuff. Even when they go to Gwalior and everyone is gossiping and trying to figure out what's up with them and sneak into their house and stuff. Right? I felt it was had nice elements of social commentary, which was which I found fun.
Yeah. I think so. I specifically thought it was pretty brave how they were able to just bring out the whole Bhakt culture, which doesn't actually get portrayed as often in movies, which is a very big part of, I guess, just day-to-day life in India. And I feel like some people hesitate to do that because fear of ramifications. But I think I thought they did it in a very clever way, so that they wouldn't be censored or those sort of things. So I thought I really liked that. But then beyond that, I thought it got a little lazy because I really thought they were getting somewhere. And then it all became about, oh, we need to do like 7 Feras around a fire.
Yeah, and that was a bit like, too much.
Yeah.
The crafts or like things that would have, you know, really like broken through for people. It just like felt like, okay, I thought this was going somewhere else. And then it went in a more unsatisfying direction. And I think that's what made it less entertaining for me.
Yeah, just the whole kind of sequence where she was married, she wasn't happy, she was officially married. I thought that was too big of a part for me, in my opinion. And then also kind of towards the beginning of the movie where the courtship, I think, between them wasn't really going to be the focus of the movie. It was more kind of what happened after. But they still, I felt like they rushed through that sequence in the beginning a little too quickly. I felt like if you do it, you should do it well. Otherwise, you should just skip the whole thing and just like arrive at the part where they're living together. I just felt they rushed through that a little bit, and it was done through them singing a song in another city, and it kind of, I felt like I could have fallen asleep through that entire part, and it was basically lifted from 10 other movies that I've seen.
But I mean, that's the point, right? Like, this has been there in movies for like years and years. So it's not, I would say, drastically different from any other like rom-coms where the...
But I feel like some originality in sequences like that would go a long way. Like, you've seen it done in movies like Jumanji, the whole, and this didn't feel like that at all.
Yeah, I didn't have any expectations that this would be original by any means. I was kind of hoping for something like pretty like basically entertaining, and like the whole like where they rushed through it, through the sequence where they were like courting each other, like felt like very normal. Like it didn't like stick out to me and this is a thing I don't like. My gripe was more with, like we discussed, I feel like it could have been cool to like actually explore the live-in piece. Like, okay, what are the things you learn when you are living in with someone? And then understand maybe a little bit more like character development. You know, why one feels more strongly than the other, and really have a commentary around that. But then it really just became, oh, I just want to go around, like be officially married, whatever that even means in this day and age. And be around like a fire, go around fire 7 times among like, I don't know, this like communal marriage situation where like 50 other couples are also going around the fire. So I don't know, I found that pretty ridiculous, and it just felt like it lost the plot.
Yeah,
I think they definitely dragged on the movie a bit more than they needed to. And as you said, Shaz, they could have focused more on like some other areas, like their relationship itself and how they're, you know, some more in-depth like character development, as opposed to, I think, you know, towards the end, going into all of these like crazy situations where they're trying to get married. That said, I think some of those sequences were actually pretty funny. I really liked how like Karthik Aaryan keeps getting, where they think that he's just like a womanizer and he wants to just get addicted to getting married. And like the way the family reacts and the way all that happens, I thought was like really funny.
Yeah.
I also liked the sequence where, they leave the house together and then Pankaj Tripathi is chasing them. And then they just start running, and then after a point, they're like, "Hum kyun bhag rahe?" And then they turn around and they go to him being like, "What's wrong with you?" So I thought some of those things were actually, it exceeded my expectations, and I think partly is also to do with the supporting cast. Like, I mean, I think Kriti Sanon and Karthik Aaryan were okay, but like Apar Shakti and Pankaj Tripathi were just hilarious.
Yeah, I completely agree. I enjoyed, I thought many parts were funny. I liked the family dynamic, the guy side, where they kept kind of bringing up the fact that he was getting married before his brother, and that his brother, like, that was the only thing he cared about this whole life, was just getting married.
Yeah.
I thought they developed that family dynamic quite well. And another piece that I really liked, and I to give them credit, I thought was quite original, was when they initially go to interview various people about their view on living together before getting married.
Yeah.
And there was like a huge diversity. There was like an old lady in the village who was very supportive of living together before you get married, and there was a priest who also had that view. So I thought that was really well done, where it kind of showed that from voices you hear on TV, you may come to understand that everyone in India kind of has, or everyone in certain parts of India has a certain opinion about something. You might actually learn something different if you speak to individuals that kind of have a view based on their own experiences.
Yeah, I definitely liked that. I thought it was like pretty cool how it was like ironic that like they were surprised that the old lady was okay with it. I thought that was pretty well done.
Yeah.
I think even I liked the part at the end where, I mean, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but where they basically convince Vinay Pathak, right, who's Kriti Sanon's dad and who's like a politician, MLA, whatever. The way they convince him is that supporting live-ins and this thing is going to get him more votes. And that's how like it gets resolved. And I was like, this is something that would definitely happen in India. Like, no one actually gives a shit about the underlying ideology. Everyone is just, how does it serve them or serve their needs, right? And yeah. I think I like that they flipped that around, which was interesting.
Yeah. I agree. That was another social dynamic they brought in that, like, people don't care about the same stuff, but we've been talking about it for a long time anymore. So I don't know to what extent that's actually true, but I thought there was a point to bring up.
Yeah, and then of course, like, you know, that his wife suddenly can reveal her face in the end.
Right.
Where, like, Pata and finally see who she is.
Did that scene the way where the guy's hiding his face in the communal wedding situation remind you of No Entry?
Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, yes.
Yeah. I think about it. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
I think it's a good idea for next podcast.
No,
revisiting classic.
Yeah.
Shaz is 100% done
for that. Dude, I mean,
I thought in general the music was also quite good, although it has a bunch of remakes, which I know Mansha has very strong views on.
Did I have strong views on this last time?
Remixes? Well, no, you know, AR.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing. Yeah.
Yes. But we can come back to that. But I thought, like, I mean, I really like the song Dunya, which is really nice.
Which one is that? Should you sing it for
us? I'm not going to sing it for us. I'm hanging on to some listenership by a thread. If I start singing, it's just going to go downhill. So,
I thought it was pretty
good. Tell me if you agree with it. It's just going to boost ratings.
Oh, 100%. I feel like, Fish, you could have a great voice. And I just think that you do, it's like the next step after, like, you could be Ayushman Khurrana, actually, because he started with, like,
Okay, Mansha, this is for coming from the same person who told me that I have a face for radio, so I'm not going to take any of this seriously.
You do have a face for radio. But no, I truly think, like, Ayushman Khurrana did that, then he was a singer, like, you never know. It could happen.
One can hope. Anyway, back to the movie. Is there? I mean, I actually don't have a whole lot to say about the movie. I thought it was just like a generally fun one-time watch, like a solid 6.5 or 7 out of 10, maybe.
Yeah.
Could we discuss? I just wanted to just chat briefly. I actually thought Kriti Sanon was pretty good in it. Like, I actually liked her. Karthik, I never liked Karthik. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about the guy. I don't love him. But I thought she was good, and I thought Pankaj Tripathi was just like kind of underused. You know, I just kind of felt like he was there, and I couldn't figure out like yeah, it was like kind of funny, but I just feel like, you know, it was like not as well used as it could have been. But other than that, like, I thought the performances were not bad. I thought Kriti was actually pretty good. I thought she looked very good.
Yeah, I agree.
She no, and Saris were like really hot. So, yeah.
I think she was much better than like a lot of her other movies, which I guess is a good sign like that she's improving. I actually realized this is the first Karthik Aaryan movie that I am seeing and have seen even now.
Yeah, he's in Love Aajkal 2.
It's actually not called Love Aajkal 2. It's still Love Aajkal, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
They just want to call it Love Aajkal. It's like the stupidest explanation ever. But yeah, they don't call it Love Aajkal 2. It is Love Aajkal.
But yeah, that seems to have gotten terrible rating. rating. Yeah. I'm going to watch that one. Did you see that? I think there's a sequel for this movie coming this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Feels I feel a like bit I saw that somewhere. But I don't know. You might be right. I feel like, yeah, I mean, Love Article 2 was terrible. Even Saif Ali Khan said that he thought it was shitty. So, or maybe he said something up to that effect. On an
interview. His daughter's in it too, right?
Yeah.
It's nice supportive father behavior. I agree on the acting. I mean, I think it helped that a lot of the supporting cast were very one-dimensional characters.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure.
But having said that, it was a decent job.
Any final thoughts before we wrap this up, or anything else that you're excited about?
She's excited about staying home now, watching Netflix, maybe some Amazon Prime, maybe a little bit of YouTube.
Any recommendations?
From me?
Recommendations of things to watch on Netflix?
Or like overall, Prime, wherever.
I mean, it's not like it's not necessarily like a groundbreaking movie, but I recently watched Ek Haseena Thi, which was Sriram Raghavan's first movie. I had never seen it before. Pretty good. I enjoyed it. Although it's like a tad bit predictable, but I can't really be convinced by Saif Ali Khan in that role, but pretty good overall.
He won the National Award for that role.
Did he really?
He did.
Wow.
I really like
that. Well done.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. And now, as we're all sitting at home watching Netflix, maybe we can have you back even sooner than the 2 years plus it took for this one to happen.
I can't wait.
Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.